Last July 4th, we witnessed the most despicable, arrogant show of democratic liberalism and fake news media bias when they combined to spread yet another lie onto the American people. President Trump arranged an incredible show of patriotism at the Lincoln Memorial. The Democrats and their media allies said there would be virtually nobody attending. People just wouldn't show up, they said. Then they said that it was just a political show to give the president a chance to pander for voters in 2020. None of the major networks aired this patriotic display. And of course, CNN and MSNBC banned it. Thank God for Fox News and C-SPAN for giving the American people the chance to see what lies the Democrats and mainstream media had spread. There was a tremendous crowd for the speech all around the tidal basin in Washington. And the president gave a stirring speech about patriotism and never once veered into politics. Any true patriot should have been proud of their country and this president's love for it. I never watch CNN, but my wife wondered what was being said on that network after Trump's speech, and so I went there for about 3 minutes. Those 3 minutes reinforced why I avoid CNN and MSNBC like a rabid raccoon. A rather rotund woman was attacking Trump and his speech. She said that Trump mentioned the civil rights sit-in at Greensboro, but then she seemed to be in a tizzy because he had not named every other civil rights protest. She acknowledged that Trump had said some kind words about Harriet Tubman, but then skewered him because Tubman is not yet on the $20 bill. It was at that point that I apologized to my TV set and took a cleanser to the remote. There were no tanks rolling down the street as Trump spoke, as Democrats and their media puppets had envisioned. President Eisenhower had tanks in the streets for his July 4th event, and John F. Kennedy's parade on July 4th even featured missiles. Trump's show of patriotism was not the first presidential speech and parade to celebrate our nation on July 4th. And hopefully, other future presidents, Republicans and Democrats, will have the same patriotic zeal that Donald Trump exhibited. Shame on the liberal Democrat elites and the hate-filled fake news media. Their predictions about the speech proved to be lies. But even then, they refused to acknowledge to the American people and further attacked the president. Anyone who still supports this hate-filled Democratic Party and their biased, lying media allies has a character problem of their own. Common sense in America has eluded today's Democratic Party. Fairness and honesty has been abandoned by the mainstream media. Every day, hate for Donald Trump is spewed out from Vanity Fair, Vox, and Huffington Post, as well as other dishonest websites. My commentary today was assisted by research from Rachel Bovard and from Bryce Dunio of the Dickinsonian, and I give credit to them. Think about this. Each day, people come into your house and block up the toilet. Then those same people complain about a foul odor coming from your house, from what they themselves created. That is the Democratic Party today. They have encouraged illegal immigration and refused all attempts to close the loopholes in our immigration laws that are overwhelming government's ability to unclog the system. The result is an overcrowding of facilities at the southern border. Democrats pounce on that to denounce President Trump. They blame Trump for children being held in wire enclosures. But Trump did not build those so-called cages. That happened years ago under the Bill Clinton administration. It continued under the administration of George W. Bush, and for 8 long, torturous years under the Barack Hussein Obama administration. When Trump came into the Oval Office, this problem was already there. Deceitful Democrats lied repeatedly to the American people about immigration at the Mexican border. First, they claimed that there was no crisis. As more and more illegal alien caravans arrived at the border, Democrats lied again, telling the American people that it was a manufactured crisis by Trump, not a real problem. Now, with the crisis full-blown and obvious to anyone not affected by Trump bias, Democrats acknowledge that there is a real crisis at the border, but try to blame it on the 2.5-year administration of Donald Trump. This crisis had been building for more than 25 years and only recently escalated due to people like George Soros, who gave money for the caravans, and a Democratic Party that knew the problem was building but looked the other way, stirring their fake news allies to blame it on Trump. This is all about politics and the desperate attempt by Democrats to regain power. There is no reason whatsoever that our immigration laws cannot be updated except for Democratic opposition. It could be done in less than a day. Several things need to be done, and done quickly. First, reverse that insane law that makes a baby born on American soil from foreign parents an automatic citizen. That law was established to aid children born to slaves in America, not to make a baby birthed by 2 foreigners here illegally a citizen of the United States. Eliminate other loopholes that are being exploited to get a foot inside America. Expel anyone who enters this country illegally. They have an avenue open to them to apply to come here legally. And let's don't separate families. Send their children back with them. It has been documented that human traffickers have a rent-a-kid scam that makes them millions of dollars. Children are assigned to illegal aliens as if they are a family. In many cases, they have no family connection, but because there is a child involved, they gain entry. They are released among us with a future court date for their amnesty request. Some 90% of them fail to come back for that hearing. They shuffle off to sanctuary cities where they are protected from ICE officials. Knowing that their claim for amnesty is bogus, they have no intention of coming back for their hearing. The hypocrisy of Democrats is dumbfounding. Approximately 13 years ago, then-Senator Barack Hussein Obama took to the podium to voice his vote on the Secure Fence Act of 2006, a bill with the intent of constructing a multi-billion dollar series of fences on the U.S.-Mexican border. Speaking out to his fellow senators, Obama asserted that, quote, "Because we live in an age where terrorists are challenging our borders, we simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, and unchecked." Continuing with great passion, he added that Americans are right to demand better border security and better enforcement of the immigration laws, end quote. Obama's view on illegal immigration was not an uncommon one either, with Senators Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, and 22 other Democrats all voting yay on the bill, ending with a final passing vote of 80-19. This hardline stance was quite common for several decades with the Democratic Party before it transitioned from a party with sympathy for the working class to a party with hatred for the successful among us. The Democratic position on immigration was generally much more regulatory than their Republican counterparts. The Democratic Party consistently believed too many unskilled workers could hurt wage growth for the labor unions and the disadvantaged they represented. In fact, a considerable chunk of our immigration laws had taken root under Democratic lawmakers, including the placement of children in so-called cages. This policy especially has been a major controversy in President Trump's presidency, leading many to erroneously believe that Trump is responsible for it. Nothing could be further from the truth. One picture in particular became viral almost overnight, depicting several children inside of these cages and leading to several prominent Democrats claiming Trump's immigration policies had created this eerily depressing sight. This picture, however, was actually taken in 2014, a full year before Trump even announced his bid for the presidency. Where was the Democratic outrage at the time? You might and should ask. Where was the apology from the fake news media for making this picture into a wholesale attack on Trump? Do they no longer check facts before inventing their stories? Of course, that's a rhetorical question. President Trump and twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton justified that horrendous picture with Obama stating, quote, "I'll tell you what we can't have. It's these parents sending their kids here on a dangerous journey and putting their lives at risk," unquote. And Hillary Clinton saying that, quote, "We have to send a clear message that just because your child gets across the border doesn't mean your child gets to stay here," end quote. As President Barack Hussein Obama deported more than 2.5 million illegal immigrants, leading to one of his more popular nicknames, the Deporter-in-Chief. Where was the Democratic outrage while that was going on? In hindsight, it appears their outrage was bottled up and made into Molotov cocktails ready to be thrown at the next Republican president and leave them with the scars of scandals. This is not to say that Republicans are innocent of hypocrisy. They aren't. But rather to point out one specific example of blatant Democrat hypocrisy. Today, California Senator Dianne Feinstein calls President Trump's immigration proposals cruel and arbitrary. But back in 1993 and 94, Feinstein endorsed almost the exact same policies. Today, former President Bill Clinton says President Trump ending DACA will crush dreams. But in his State of the Union address in 1995, Clinton sounded even tougher than Trump on the issue of illegal immigration. Back in 2009, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer chided those who refused to use the term illegal immigrant. Schumer told a conference at Georgetown Law School that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Schumer said then that we use phrases like undocumented workers, and that conveys a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. Schumer continued with this: if you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I do think it's illegal and wrong, and we have to change it. So what changed with Schumer and the Democrats, the hypocritical Democrats, over the past 25 years? Looking at the current political landscape, President Trump's immigration policy should actually be applauded by Democrats. However, the last decade of identity politics and contrarianism inside the Democratic Party have led to the demonization of both Republicans and those few Democrats who continue to believe that a country has the right, even the obligation, to enforce its borders. The same policies that President Obama was hailed for, including by Hillary Clinton, led to the identification of President Trump as a fascist with xenophobic tendencies toward minorities. This kind of blatant hypocrisy is not sustainable and has no place in an honest political landscape. As the days go by, Democrat hypocrisy on immigration has gone from a steady flow to an overwhelming torrent. Their complete disregard, even for their own policies when it comes to applying them to illegal immigration, is remarkable. For no other reason than that it would require them to stop demagoguing Trump and instead start working with him, Democrats once again show that power trumps principle, with a few recent examples. Democrats scoff at claims by the Trump administration and Customs and Border Enforcement about the activities of cartels and human smugglers at the border, despite plenty of evidence to the contrary. A new report from the nonpartisan RAND Corporation found that smugglers and cartels earned as much as $2.3 billion from Central American migrants in 2017. Does anybody really think that nobody in Washington is being paid to look the other way? Failure to address the crisis at the border is directly lining the pockets of, as the report dubs them, transnational criminal enterprises, or TCOs. Drug trafficking TCOs confirm, or rather control, primary smuggling corridors into the United States, and they charge migrants a tax known as a piso to pass through their territories. Never mind that it's not their territories at all, they just took it over. In addition, drug trafficking TCOs also coordinate some unlawful migrants' border crossings to divert attention from other illicit activities and recruit and coerce some to carry drugs across our border. That last finding is key. As border control resources continue to be diverted away from actually policing the border toward dealing with the massive influx of families and unaccompanied minors, cartels and smugglers are able to engage in cross-border mischief with almost no interference. The members of Congress who take time to go to the border have seen it firsthand. Sadly, most Democrats refuse to go see for themselves the mess they have created at the border. Ocasio-Cortez went down there just to lie and mislead the public. Cory Booker actually took it a step further and escorted 5 illegal aliens across the border himself. Booker should be prosecuted. The human smuggling industry is also growing like gangbusters. The RAND report puts the take for all kinds of smuggling at $2.3 billion in 2017, more in 2018. And the stories of sexual abuse, particularly of migrant women and girls, are well documented even by leading left-wing outlets like the New York Times, Washington Post, Huffington Post, even Doctors Without Borders. Yet not a peep is heard from the left, the party that tells us they believe all women, and who supports a Me Too movement that, by its own words, was founded to, quote, help survivors of sexual violence, particularly black women and girls, and other young women of color from low-wealth communities, unquote. In other words, human smuggling, criminal violence, and sex trafficking matters. Oh, it matters, but only with regard to select victim groups. Because acknowledging that criminal activity is running rampant at the border means that Democrats would have to stop protesting Trump and work with him to acknowledge and address the role our lax enforcement and weak asylum laws play in encouraging the victimization of these groups. But this should not be a surprise, given that lip service is a Democratic specialty. Look no further than their response to a suggestion by the Trump administration to release detained immigrants into so-called sanctuary cities. Cities who intentionally disregard federal immigration enforcement law. The left howled at Trump's suggestion, calling it manufactured chaos, as well as cynical and cruel. But why? The president's suggestion was a logical extension of what Democrats have said for years they want. Over the past 2.5 years, the Democratic Party has sought to limit the detention resources available to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and some have gone so far as to say the entire agency should be dismantled. Democrats are largely fine with a large number of illegal immigrants being able to live freely in the United States without consequences for their illegal entry. Just don't locate them close to their elite neighborhoods. That insults those immigrants who follow our laws and come here legally. I watched closely on July 4th as 25 immigrants from 19 foreign countries took the oath of citizenship in Raleigh. They had followed the law at great expense and time. All of them considered it the best day of their lives when the ceremony was over and they were legal American citizens. It was an emotional moment, and I felt glad to welcome these new citizens into my country. Far from being anti-immigrant, I'm proud to welcome immigrants who come here legally. In 2013, then-House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of California flatly stated that Democrats' view of the immigration law is that if somebody is here without sufficient documentation, that is no reason for deportation. Former San Antonio mayor and presidential candidate Julian Castro has suggested that illegal border crossings be decriminalized entirely. His fellow presidential contender, Democratic Representative Beto O'Rourke of Texas, has openly advocated tearing down even the existing border barriers. That's why liberal cities have fashioned themselves as sanctuary jurisdictions, after all. They see nothing wrong with the act of defiantly crossing our border illegally. In fact, illegal immigrants who live in College Park, Maryland, and San Francisco can now vote in municipal and school board elections there. California's new governor, Gavin Newsom, used his inaugural address in January to propose strengthening the state's sanctuary law by making illegal immigrants eligible for the state's version of Medicaid care until age 26. So why then were so many Democrats up in arms over Trump's proposal to simply give them what they say they want? They've intentionally made their cities magnets for illegal immigrants. Why shouldn't they take responsibility for supporting them? Ironically, in resisting Trump, the far-left liberal singer Cher stumbled onto a point. She said, quote, "I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city of Los Angeles isn't taking care of its own citizens. What about the 50,000-plus citizens who live on L.A.'s streets? People who live below the poverty line, people who are hungry. If my state can't take care of its own, many of whom are veterans, how can it take care of more?" She was exactly right. The country cannot encourage and then support the creation of a permanent underclass of illegal immigrants when our resources are already strained to the breaking point. It cannot be a shining example for justice when willfully ignoring the black market for human beings created in response to our archaic border policies. If the left is consistent about anything, it is they're loudly telling the rest of us how to live while refusing to acknowledge the consequences of what they espouse or live up to their own principles. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. Words and actions have consequences. As a kind-hearted soul, you might be enticed to help illegal aliens by bringing a few into your home. You might sacrifice to feed and clothe them. But when your house has been filled to capacity and others are waiting outside to get in, you have no choice but to seal up the door. Otherwise, your personal economy will collapse, and all will be lost. That is where we are today with illegal immigration. The very Democrats who refused for decades to head off this problem by updating our immigration laws now seek to blame Donald Trump, who has been in office for less than 3 years. They are deceitful and dishonest, and they must never regain control of this country again. I thank you for listening today. I thank you for listening each week to my commentaries. I enjoy hearing from you. To send me an email, you simply send it to comments@tomjoyner.net. comments@tomjoyner.net. I'll be back again next week, God willing, same time, same station.